celebrate America's independence with First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, July 3rd, with the Pickering Family Singers. It all starts at 10 a.m. with the Pickering Family Singers in concert. The concert is followed by a message from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Then it's an old-fashioned barbecue with pork, chicken, and all the fixings on the church grounds. Everything is free. First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about destroying our heritage. And our heritage, I'm speaking of our children. The scripture says in Psalms 127, verse 3, that our children are heritage from the Lord. And God holds us responsible as parents and grandparents as to how they are taught, how they are trained, their educational system that they're in. By the way, the first and foremost approach for teaching our children is very, very clearly the responsibility of the moms and dads in our homes, not the educational system. We're in a position today in America where most parents think, well, I can put my child on that yellow school bus and get him out of my hair for 8 hours and then bring him back home and everything's okay. But ladies and gentlemen, it's destroying the morals, the ethics, and the values of our children by doing so. They're being brainwashed, indoctrinated by the governmentally controlled school system that is absolutely evil and wicked in their goals and their agendas and what's being taught and said. We have as our special guest today, Joanne Ching. And Joanne and I have been talking about what's taking place and her background coming out of China, having said yes to Jesus, but looking back and seeing the revolution in China and measuring that with what we see taking place in America today. Joanne, thank you again for being here. I'm delighted to have you with us. Looking forward to what God is going to say to our listeners. And for our listeners, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're tuned in by way of the Internet, the area code is 904-831-0917. Love to have your dialogue and discussion, your input, your questions. You might have a question for Joanne that would be relevant our broadcast today. Joanne, tell our listeners something about what we call the father of the public educational system. Who is that? What was the goal? What was his position and statement? And are we seeing that come to fruition in the educational system today?
Oh, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. I don't think each American to know the story about the father of the public education, Harris Mann. He is an atheist due to a very hurtful experience from his childhood. He had a brother named Stephen. Stephen skipped the school and drowned in the pond. The family just buried the young Stephen and they went to the church to listen to the pastor's sermon. But the pastor's sermon was so hurting that family, because the pastor in the sermon, he said, oh, little Stephen's soul is tortured in the hell. Mm-hmm. So I think because of this, Paris men walk away from God. Even though he was elected as a senator in Massachusetts back to 1843, mm-hmm. because of the Unitarian people said, oh, the Christian people and the Catholic people, they're talking about their religion in the schools. Because back then, no public schools, just private schools. All private schools sponsored by Catholic or Christian. I mean, the
what we call Protestants.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And so because he wanted to get more votes from the Unitarian, so he kept his promise. He said, I'm going to have a public school system in our nation. So he traveled to Europe to learn, to observe. I mean, he just paid out of his own pocket. And to learn, to observe the Persian learning style. That means that enlightenment in the Europe back then in the middle of 19th century. Then he convinced the board member to establish the public schools in America. But back then, I think his purpose, because he is not Bible believer, he is not a Christian. So he want to remove the personal relationship between God and the children from the public schools he established. But I'm so thankful back then, because America developed to the West, so they need more teachers, more mm-hmm. teachers, more classrooms, more people to get involved. I'm so thankful for those young women that stood up to stay with age 5 to 18 years old every day, just only get about 1/3 salary, I mean, from the male teachers. So because they are called the teacher missionaries, that's why our beliefs passed on, you know, stayed on the in the public schools for until 1960s. 63, I think Supreme Court removed the prayer first.
That's right.
And then remove the Bible reading mm-hmm. in the public schools
right.
in 63. So right now, that's my prayer. May God be back to all campuses in U.S. It's not only me. I think many Christians have been praying for that.
One of the things, Joanne, and you've touched on it in your statement, we find that just about everything is being introduced in the public school system, and yet prayer is out, Bible is out. There's no major push to protect the Christian identity in a public school, but there is a push to teach two things primarily that I want us to focus on. There's a push to teach the critical race theory in the public schools. Tell our listeners again, you touched on it in your introductory remarks. Tell our listeners, what is the critical race theory? What does that do to our children, sons, and daughters in school? Is it appropriate? But what really is the underlying thing that's being taught in what is called the critical race theory?
Okay, Dr. Emblad, I may put it this way. Critical race theory is equivalent to critical class theory in China.
Yes.
During the Chinese Cultural Revolution, 10 years. It is... divide people into different classes. And that's why back then, Mao just purged with his ambition. He wanted to be God. So he shut down schools, and just those red gods, they're misleading by him. They got brainwashed. So right now, the same thing happening here is by race. But in China, it's by class. Is the same thing?
No, the same thing is dividing. And ladies and gentlemen, for your edification and benefit, Marxism, Karl Marx, 10 major points with Marxism. The three top things was to destroy the nuclear family, divide the citizenry, and to dethrone God. And that's what we see taking place in our educational system today. And I believe Joanne is exactly right when she's referring to it and relating critical race theory back to the Cultural Revolution in China. And we find that divisiveness taking place today. But it is bad to see that take place. But how do we see that, Joanne, in relationship to the St. John's County Board of Education and the Duval County Board of Education? Is that being done in our boards of education right here around us?
No. No, even though, okay, I need to bring up the parental rights just passed and signed by Governor DeSantis. I think it's called HB 1557.
Correct.
We all know that Florida HB 1557, prohibits instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity in public schools, classrooms from kindergarten to third grade, grade three. How about the children who are grade three and up to 18 years old? They're still minors.
That's right.
And why they are excluded from the Florida HB 1557?
Joanne, one of the things, if I can break in for just a moment, one of the things, and I asked the question, is critical race theory being taught? And you said, no, it is not to be taught in kindergarten through third grade, but it is still being taught in our public school system across the board. In fact, right here in Duval County with Dr. Green as the superintendent of schools, she's basically said, and I'm using my words, not hers, that we're not going to. In other words, first of all, she says this law doesn't go into effect until July the 1st, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, July 1st.
And so it goes into effect. But she has said, basically, we're not going to adhere to that. The mindset is that we're going to continue to teach what we won't taught. They're doing that with critical race theory. They're doing that also with the LGBTQ. However, as you said, House Bill 1557 introduced, debated on the floor, passed on the floor of the House, signed by the governor. So it is law. Bill 1557. And the law says that any teacher, any school system that teaches that kindergarten through third grade can be prosecuted by law, but it does not say anything about fourth grade and up.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, most of our listeners may not be aware of the fact when that bill was first introduced, it was for the kindergarten through eighth grade. I think it should have been kindergarten through 12th grade.
Yeah,
they introduced it to kindergarten through the eighth grade. And what our listeners may not understand and recognize, it was debated in the House, and our Republicans did not want it to go through the eighth grade. They debated it and remonstrated against it, and finally it was narrowed down to just kindergarten through the third grade. I am delighted to say to our listeners, though, that there are several candidates for the Florida House that, if elected or when elected, they have committed on this radio broadcast, committed to introduce legislation to extend that from kindergarten through the third grade, kindergarten through the 12th grade. And so I'm prayerful that that can happen in the next legislative session in the state of Florida, which will give some relief. But Joanne, talk about what is happening that you know of, that you're standing against in the St. John's County School Board. What's happening there? What our parents need to know that lives in St. John's County, and measure that, discuss that in light of what's happening in Virginia. Virginia schools, what parents are doing, what's happening there, and how does that redound to what is happening here in Duval County and in St. John's County? Just talk liberally about that for me.
Yeah, Virginia, we talked about Youngblood, I think the second interview last November,
mm-hmm.
Veterans Day.
Right.
I'm so glad I was here, too. And we were talking about the Virginia schools.
Yes.
Why the governor, new governor, got elected. Because the Papa Bear, Mama Bear, they all raised up to do whatever they can do to protect our children, to protect, to preserve our republic.
Yes.
Yeah, they try their best because the two incidents happened in the Virginia public schools in Loudoun County. I think because the superintendent, actually, first incident is one young lady was assaulted by a gender identity person in school, and then the school just got its hot topic. Then they had school board meeting. Some parents went to the school board meeting to speak up, and two of them got arrested by the police. And then also the school did actually, they secretly transferred to this transgender students to another school. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the different district, but in the same county.
Yes.
So the second incident happened by the same transgender student. So this two incidents happened, then brought much attention from the parents and the grandparents and citizens. They all stood up to go to the poll workers, poll watchers, just try their best to get the good one, the better one. We need to compare, right?
Yes.
The bad candidates to put him in the office.
Yes, but it was as a result of parents standing up in Virginia schools.
That's true.
And because of the parents standing up, we find today a major tectonic change taking place there under the leadership of the new governor that said we're not going to allow that to happen. So as that has taken place in Virginia, is there a need in your understanding for parents to do the same thing in St. John's County schools, Duval County schools? What can parents do? How can they stand up? How should they respond?
Okay, the parents, I think that's I already mentioned, we still have a choice.
That's right.
We still have school choice. If we are Christian parents, you may conservative parents, but you are not Christian yet. You can still pray, but you need to truly believe in Jesus Christ. Then God can hear our prayers.
That's right.
And we can pray and ask God to give us wisdom, discernment, how to make the right choice for our children, not for ourselves. I know right now, both parents are working classes. And then I'm not sure Duval County, because I live in St. John's County. I noticed that school board have each meeting, almost each meeting, on Tuesday morning, 9 o'clock. If your parents are working, you may ask for excuse for attending school board meeting. So I'm not sure why they can not change to a different time of the day. Maybe late afternoon, in the early evening time, 6 o'clock, 6:30 would be okay. I think it will work out for the schedule. But seems like they're not willing to do that. They just keep very consistently every Tuesday 9 o'clock.
That shuts out the potentiality of parents participating in the school board meeting.
Yeah, right.
But Joanne, let's switch gears for just a moment. One of the things that's taking place in our public school system in Duval County, and I don't know about your understanding and information about St. John's County, but in Duval County, I'm looking at a guidebook, or it says support guide, for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, transgender, and the questioning LGBTQ support guide. This is from Duval County School Board. And it says the guideline for gender, transgender students. And it says this is an evolving legal area. Numerous studies suggest that bullying, harassment, and discrimination faced by transgender and gender nonconforming students are often pervasive. Transgender students have a set of unique challenges requiring unique accommodations. And it goes on to say, name and gender pronouns. Schools will use the name and gender pronoun corresponding with the student's consistently asserted gender identity. Further, it says, the student's ID card is not considered an official student record and can be changed to the student's affirming name when requested by the student. Further, it says, the dress code. Schools shall allow transgender students to wear clothing to accommodate with their consistently asserted gender identity as long as what is worn in accordance with the dress code and policy. And it goes on and on and on, Joanne, with basically the accommodation of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda in our public school system. How do you view that? What should parents do and say about that? Should parents get involved about that? There's some parents that say, well, what's wrong with teaching that in the public school? Tell us what's wrong with that. Tell us how the school board, what the school board should do. Tell us what parents should do in response to it.
Okay, so what's wrong with that? Because we know God just only created two genders.
Right.
Male, female. It's very clearly written in the Bible.
That's right.
Genesis 1:27. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So right now, when I see all this chaos happening in our school, we know this is big. This is big.
Yes.
Consuming, dark, heavy, sad. But the believers need to know not only what is happening, but also why and how. And how we can pray. How can we take action?
So, with the understanding of what is taking place, should parents be involved and say, you can't teach that to my child? What are the options? We have the options of homeschool, private school, Christian schools. Some states offer vouchers so that a parent can put their child in any school. In fact, right now, the legislators for the state of Florida, they are planning on introducing legislation next legislative session that will allow parents to use those school dollars to put their child in any school.
Mm.
Now, it is discriminatory to say that our child has to be left in the public schools and be indoctrinated and brainwashed with the LGBTQ agenda, but yet there's no offer, no opportunity for the protection of a Christian in the public school system where there's the intimidation, the bullying, and the mockery that goes on because the child is a Christian. I'm looking at the same LGBTQ resource guide for the Duval County Public Schools, and it has in the back of the guide other resources, Equality Florida, where a student could go on Equality Florida. And ladies and gentlemen, if your child goes on Equality Florida, they're going to be indoctrinated. They will be brainwashed. Another one is the Jasmine Group. The mission is to support and empower LGBTQ young people by creating a safe space, providing health and wholeness services. Another is Parents and Friends of the Lesbian and Gays, called PFLAG. Joanne, the thing that I'm bringing out to our listeners today is that the public school system in Duval County and in St. John's County, just as in Virginia, and I'm concerned about it because it's on a national basis, where they are introducing our sons and our daughters and our grandkids to an immoral, unholy, ungodly lifestyle and saying that it's okay because it's a gender identity, and they're saying that gender is fluid, and with the fluidity of the gender, they can be anything they want to be. That is harming and destroying. That's brainwashing and indoctrinating our sons and our daughters and our grandchildren into a lifestyle of immorality and sin. So with that being said, tell our listeners how they can reach you for further information to help them to be encouraged, to be involved, and what is it that you're doing? What is your ministry involvement in trying to warn and to let others know? What are you doing about it? Where do you stand? How can people reach you to join hands with you?
Dr. Yongbola, thank you so much for the opportunity. I know that I'm just only housewife. I try my best to do whatever I can do, because right now I can see all this chaos, craziness,
yes,
and crisis, identity crisis happening in our nation. My heart is so heavy. My heart is so heavy. That's what I said in my prayer channel. I do have a prayer channel on Telegram. So if you want to reach me, you can search Joanne's prayer channel for God's kingdom and our nation. Because I already put in the public. You can, if you have Telegram account, welcome to join me for prayer. So right now we still have twice a week for prayer together. So right now my question, this is why my heart is so heavy. Because I'm witnessing what is happening here. I think it is just the beginning of the horrible history.
Yes.
History repeats itself, isn't it?
That's right.
Sometimes my heart is so heavy. If America becomes China, it will be much worse than China.
Mm-hmm.
Because America abuses freedom. LGBTQ and transgenderism has not legalized in China yet. America is flawed with everything. Everything. Islam, Satanism, Marxism, critical race theory, BLM, cancel culture, LGBTQ, transgenderism, abortion, Planned Parenthood, censorship, terrorism, stolen election, illegal immigration, corrupt government, all branches from top to bottom, controlling gun. This is another issue, another topic.
Yes.
High inflation, economic collapsing. So America is the last stronghold for freedom and faith in God. So I admire the history of America. The Puritans and our founding fathers, besides Israel, America is a very blessed country in the whole world, in my humble opinion. It is because the Puritans who came here for their peace, for they are pursuing for the freely worshiping of God. It is because of their determination, their faith, their courage, their perseverance, their diligence, their hard working. We have freedom.
Yes.
So if we know the truth will make us free. Our freedom in God's kingdom is imaginable and unmeasurable. So I know, we all know our founding fathers are God-fearing people. And we see that in the Declaration of Independence, our Constitution. So we need to pray and take the actions, whatever God put in our hearts. And right now, there's another problem. We don't see many pastors, preachers, and ministers rebuking the corrupt American government and officials in the pulpit. So right now, the decision, all kinds of decisions, because we still have rights. We still have rights. So right now we are fighting for our rights. So that all the decisions still depends on us.
Yes.
We need to pray.
We need to take action.
Salt
and light that God called us to be. Absolutely.
To be the salt on the earth and to be the light of the world.
Absolutely. Joanne, thank you so much for being with us today. It's my prayer that our listeners would have been encouraged and challenged to take a stand and recognize that we are the last hope for the world in the freedoms that we have in America. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.